Welcome back to the Dobbies podcast, and this episode is all about Christmas Dobbies style. I'm Daisy Payne, TV gardener and presenter, and I am joined by Lindsay Abbott, who's very much in charge of Christmas at Dobbies. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Daisy. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back talking about everyone's favourite time of the year.
Oh, yes. Well, Christmas is all about the decorations, isn't it? It's all about transforming your home and doing that for less this year. So whatever your style or budget, Dobbies has got loads of decorations. We're going to be running through some of your picks, Lindsay. So let's start by having a little think. What are the key themes for Christmas this year? And just give us a little bit of a flavour for what was the inspiration for them.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we've got six fantastic inspirational themes this year. So we've got, a colour variation for every type of home and every type of sort of interior space. So first of all, we've got festive dreaming, which is our new traditional theme. It really sort of has been moved on this year. We've modernised it by adding in a beautiful teal tone. So it really kind of crisps it up, but still having those kind of real festive moments in there, you know, the poinsettia, the Santa, etc. But bringing it more into the modern day. We've also got Moonlight and Sparkle, which is a really beautiful navy-based theme, which is still a very popular colour for us at Dobbies. Lots of iridescent tones in there, and it's all about sort of a winter's forest where we house all of our really popular snowy animals. Next, moving on to Nordic Wonder, which is one of my favourites. And again, is always a thing that we can get behind as a garden centre. It's full of foliage. It's full of woodland animals. It's full of that kind of delight outside and bringing that outside inside, as the nights start to draw in as they are now. And then we have Maison Luxe, which is a really, really brand new theme for us this year. And that sort of celebrates everything luxe about Christmas. So it's a really beautiful, warm gold and wool white colour palette. This is really where you can get, you know, that luxurious feel, but on a sort of an obtainable budget. It's really playing on those kind of Bridgerton trends as well. So you see some really beautifully embellished decorations. And then after that, we have a capsule theme called Natural Noel. This theme really brings in the kind of really, really nice pink tones that you were seeing a lot in interior colours coming through. So lots of browns and pinks. It's all about pampas grass and the dried flowers and the dried floral being so popular as well. And then last but not least, we've got Let's Celebrate, which is a really lovely sort of Nordic-inspired red and white theme. It's all about fun. It's all about novelty. It's definitely sort of a new, fresh colour palette for us at Dobbies, but brings in that kind of, childish and magical memories type of vibe.
Oh my God. Oh, you talking through that there is just so cool, because it sounds like you literally have everyone's tastes covered.
Yeah,
which
we'd like to think
love.
Yeah.
You've got a real blend of colours and of styles. So it feels like, you know, whatever your interiors style, whatever your vibe, you've kind of got every look covered. It sounds like there's some new things in there this year, which also sounds fantastic. What would you say, Lindsay, is your favourite theme for this year and why?
I'd probably say Natural Noel. It's a really, really new colour palette for us, you know, bringing in that kind of plaster pink, which I think a lot of people are decorating their houses with now, lots of organic colours, just showing how you can, you know, really modernise Christmas. So if you're not particularly traditional, you know, you can still get that really kind of modern, sophisticated look. So I think that's what will be going in my house.
Love it. And I love the sound of the dried flowers.
Yes.
You know, that is such, it's very trendy. It's really a lovely natural feel, which I think lots of people want in their homes this year. And I think also lots of us are going to be on a budget, right? So, adding a few new pieces into our Christmas decoration box sounds fun. The one thing I also love about Christmas decoration shopping at Dobbies is it's so easy. So everything's always in the sections. So it's so easy to pick up things in the right style to create the right vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've really worked hard on that over the last, I think I've been doing this for 5 years now. So we've really worked hard on curating those looks and also incorporating home products within there as well, and bringing in, you know, the amazing houseplants that we have, the collection that we offer, such, you know, wide range of variety, and houseplants are, you know, becoming such a big trend. I think they call them plant parents now, don't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm very much one of them.
Me too.
Love it. So loads of different styles for people. Mm-hmm. I feel like you've tempted us all there to be rethinking all of our Christmas decorations and colours and styles. So that's exciting. When it comes to decorating your home for less this year, and obviously if people still want to make an impact, because you always do, don't you? You always want it to feel super Christmassy. Mm-hmm. What are some of your picks for people to inspire them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a really good word to use, actually. We have some really, really lovely sort of faux plain wreaths that can be personalised. So you can pick up a plain wreath, a faux wreath for $6.99, a 50 centimetre one, and then add whatever decorations that you want to it. And obviously we cater for lots of different price points, so you can make that as luxurious as you want, or you can add in real foliage and things like that. And then it has a matching garland as well at $9.99. So again, you can customise that however you'd like. I think that also, if you just want to sort of spread a little bit of joy around the house, it's all about the mini tree. We've got lots of different variations on little mini trees that you can put on the mantelpiece, on the coffee table. Again, a really good expanding area for us. And then also in store, you'll notice that we have a really, really volumized, impactful shatterproof and glass pack shop these days, with all different color palettes in there. So, you don't always have to buy into our trends colors, although obviously they are the best and what you should be buying into. But if you do have a particular favorite color, we do cater for all those sort of different color palette variations. And we've got 30 pack shatterproof baubles starting at $9.99. we've got really beautiful individual glass baubles starting at $2.99. so yeah, there really is something for everyone really this year.
That sounds good. I think buying those packs of baubles is so handy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because it helps to really like bulk out your tree. You can put them on different things. So if you have got a little mini tree on your fireplace or in the windowsill, they're great for those. And shatterproof, very handy for when you've got a dog with a wagging tail that always likes to sort of brush past the Christmas tree. So I can definitely vouch for that. So Lindsay, a little birdie tells me there are some new and rather gorgeous decorations for Christmas 2022. Tell us a bit about them.
Yes, so we've got a new range in called, we're calling it an icon range. Really, really sort of out in our inspiration and our research, we have found that the icon decoration, someone wants to collect something particularly suitable to their hobbies. So we've got a really lovely collection of gardening icons, which obviously fits amazingly well within our centres. We've also got a food and drink section, which, we sit in our food halls, and that has amazing fun cocktails and the Christmas turkey. And then lastly, we've got a pets range as well, which is always such a popular thing at Christmas for us, all the animals and all the pets. And I think, again, it's become a massive trend to pick up a pet in lockdown. So we really wanted to sort of, showcase that new way of life and everybody's hobbies, and they can collect things year on year. So yeah, really excited to launch that range this year.
Yeah, that sounds great, because they're good as presents, aren't they? I think there's something really special. Yeah. There's something really special about being bought something like that. And again, it sounds like they're really reasonable. So that makes for a really good gift for someone if you're on a bit of a budget this year. Yeah. Lindsay, talk to us. Decorating, what is your advice? So I don't have a particularly big space. I'm sure there's people listening to this podcast who are also, they're living in a small space. What are your tips for decorating when you're a bit short on space and need to be kind of economic and efficient with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, obviously I've mentioned the mini trees, which are, they're a massive favourite of mine. We also do some artificial trees in pots that are smaller sizes. So you can get these in 4 foot, 5 foot. So they're nice to sort of go in the corner. And I think just generally decoration, hanging decoration, people are just putting that all around the house now. You know, you can get a nice little vase and fill some decorations with that. Scattering on the mantelpiece, as we've mentioned. We've also got some really lovely battery operated lights, so micro wire lights are really beautiful to just sort of jazz up the mantelpiece, you know, around any mirrors. You could even go as far as putting them in the bathroom, you know, so the world's your oyster really with all those kind of things.
You really can't be adding wire, you know, lights. It's that time of year to just add them in everywhere.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? And then after Christmas you go, oh, I might just keep them there actually.
Yeah,
they look
nice.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people do that actually.
And you can also add a little bit of flair if you've got some sturdy house plants. You can always add a little bit of Christmas flair to those, can't you? So
yes, exactly. And you know, like I said, we've got such a huge variety of house plants. You know, small and large, which are really, really lovely to decorate. However you want to do it.
Definitely. And you know, you can always add a few bits from your garden or from a, you know, woodland walk to some of the decorations that you're picking up from Dobby's, which makes for the perfect blend, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And also I think just one last trend that we've had a look at is tablescaping. I don't know if you've heard that word before. It's probably all over Pinterest.
Yes.
So yes, I think everybody's going a bit nuts for their dining displays now. We can all get back together and you know, enjoy Christmas together as a family. So I think just scattering the decorations on the table, go mad.
So Lindsay, when it comes to decorating, you know, outside the home, inside the home, let's do a little walk through. So what do you reckon we should be doing, you know, round our front doors this Christmas from a decorations perspective?
Oh, great question. I think outdoor lighting has seen such a popularity rise. You know, I think you've got, you know, the most novelty gaudy house on the street to the most sophisticated warm white looking house on the street, so we cater for all of that really. So I think, you know, we've got a beautiful reindeers that you can put in the front garden that light up and sparkle. We've got some new kind of starry cone trees again that you can put in the front garden. And then if you just want to be a little bit more understated, we've got some great pathfinders that you just stick in the ground, like light up candy canes and stars and things like that. So if you just want a little bit of sparkle outside. Also, everybody's getting very much into icicle lights. So we've got a really great range of warm white and bright white and blue mix icicle lights, so you can really sort of bedazzle the front of your house. So I think those types of products would be what I would recommend anyone going after.
Setting the Christmas spirit from outside.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
we're opening the front door now. What's good for like hallways or like living rooms? What would be your recommendation?
So for hallways, we've definitely seen a trend in people buying an additional tree. So whether that be you buy a real one for the living room and a faux one for the hallway, you know, a bit more of a slimmer tree in the hallway is always quite nice, I think, you know, so you're not completely bamboozled by Christmas as you walk through the door, unless that's absolutely your vibe. So I think, yeah, just a slimmer tree in the hallway with some, you know, sort of beautiful understated decorations is definitely something that I would go for. Obviously we've got a really great selection of garlands that you can wind up the mantelpiece, and again our shatterproof decorations are really good to kind of really get behind that whole bauble. I mean, you see lots of Instagram accounts where lots of stylists are, you know, using a lot of shatterproof in larger sizes as well to get that really impactful look up the banisters. And again, we've got loads of light string ranges that would be suitable to sort of wrap around the banisters from a battery operated point of view, or you know, a mains light. So I think, yeah, that's a really nice way to create sort of a magical hallway.
Do you know what I think is also good about that is you can have different colour schemes and different looks in different rooms, can't you?
Yes.
So
yeah.
That's when, so if you get to Dobby's and you're like, oh, I can't decide between, you know, this style and that style, you can just have both and just do it in different rooms.
You can have it all, Daisy. You can have it all.
Okay, so what about kitchen? What Christmas decks can we have in the kitchen? I'm thinking table, dining room. There's loads of options,
yeah,
aren't there?
Or even hanging. So obviously we do a really lovely range of hanging plants now. And even, you know, we do have, you know, sort of curtain lighting that you can hang from the ceiling. Obviously, how you choose to hang it is your decision. But I think that, you know, a lot of houses now have a lot of voluminous, you know, sort of areas to cover. So creating that kind of hanging look is always quite nice. And then just, you know, sort of windowsills, you can pop those little mini trees on the windowsill. And again, just sort of scattering hanging decorations everywhere. I think they're not just for trees these days. They're for sort of any surface that you can get your hands on, really.
Definitely. And some people may not even be able to get a tree, you know, into their home.
Yeah.
So there's having other ways that you can bring those decorations inside, I think is really good. And it means you can be quite selective as well about, you know, what you want to buy or what you're adding to your kind of Christmas decoration collection year on year, which I think is also, you know, is good. The other thing I love doing is having wreaths inside. So having, you know, they go great on a hook on a wall or on a doorway, and there's loads of different ways you can hang them, right? So
yes, absolutely. And we've got such an extensive range of wreaths, again, another really popular category that we've seen trending, you know, and really good price points. So our festive half decorated wreath starts at $9.99, and that's a really nice one to have inside, I think, because it's very sort of understated but still gives that bit of festive creativity, which, like you say, you can hang sort of on a wall or you could balance on the mantelpiece. So lots of different variations on wreath in the range this year.
Yeah, and also that combined with the lovely smell of a real Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You can't beat beautiful decorations, and that Christmas fragrance is just one you cannot beat. What a feeling. What about upstairs? I mean, is there anything? It's kind of more of the same, right? I love, though, the idea of making my bedroom more Christmassy this year, getting the decorations upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, again, why not? I think it's really easy to do that, you know, with the family as well. You can have a children's tree. So, you know, if you don't really want them ruining the living room, you can pop the tree up in their bedroom, and they can select all sorts of decorations that they want to go on that. Yeah, and in the bedroom, again, you can sort of add curtain lights to the windows. And again, just sort of spreading those hanging decks everywhere, on the mantelpiece, on the windowsill. Lots of different surfaces to cover with those beautiful hanging decorations.
Before we finish, Lindsay, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Oh, I think just, you know, just getting the house decorated. I think it's something that I do probably a little bit earlier each year now, as we start with, you know, like I mentioned before, we're developing for 2023 already. So it's kind of, I need to get into my Christmas vibe, put my Christmas hat on now. So, just getting that all back out and decorating the tree. And just looking forward to lots of amazing food, you know, all the kind of Christmassy style cocktails that everybody's making these days. Just, yeah, all the fun, all the getting together and having a nice time.
Surrounded by fabulous decorations. And I absolutely love, Lindsay, that you have to think about Christmas so much, you know, before the rest of us, yeah, which is just genius. But thankfully, lots of thought and creativity gone into it. So we can just swan around Dobby's picking our favourite decorations. So thank you so much. You are all in the festive spirit after tuning in to the podcast today. I certainly am. That's all we've got time for. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit dobbies.com and social channels where there's loads more tips and advice for Christmas. Thank you, Lindsay, for joining me today. And stay tuned for the next Dobby's podcast, which is coming very soon. Thank you.